It's Johnson Family Time.
And I'm your Johnson Family man, Jimmy Scribner, and I'm going to change myself into the characters of Papa Johnson, the lawyer Philpotts, Pee-wee Ambrose, and Mama Johnson in just a moment. But first, a moment here with you-know-who. And now, if everyone is ready, let's head down Chickasola Town. And believe me, in Pee-wee's room over the garage, there is quite a confab going on. The scene now is 2 weeks later, and Papa Johnson is making himself right at home. Pee-wee is a little perturbed.
And lastly, I don't want to start nothing. You know how I am, Miss John. I always want to be the kind of fella that... Well, I just don't want to cause no trouble with nobody, that's all.
Well, you ain't causing no trouble, Miss Pee-wee. What you worried about?
Now, what I gonna say is gonna cause some trouble, though.
Well, I don't know nothing that you can say, but if you think it's going to cause trouble, don't say it, because I rest in peaceful, and I don't want to get upset. You know how that is, so excuse me. I want to get some rest.
Oh, this is a good bed. Miss Johnson?
Oh, Miss Pee-wee, when you see me half asleep that way, don't come up there screaming in somebody's ear. My eardrums are sensitive. What do you want?
I just want to know how much longer you're going to stay up here.
Up where?
Up here in my place.
Miss Pee-wee, is I going to have to remember to your head what you done took from me and all that? Is I got to go all over that again with you?
All over what?
Well, don't you recommend with your head bone, Miss Pee-wee, that I come up here and paid you $10 to let me stay here when I in trouble at my house, at my home?
Now, yeah, well, that was 2 weeks ago that you gave me the $10, Miss John. You don't expect to stay up here for the rest of your life for no $10, does you?
We didn't put no time limit on nothing, Miss Pee-wee. I give you the $10. I say, here, out of the freedom of my heart, I say, Miss Pee-wee, take this $10 and stick it in. You say you didn't want it. I say, take it anyway. And you took the $10 and stuck it in your pocket, and now you done spend the $10. And now if you done spend the $10, here you have come back in vigorously and feverishly want to run me out of the place where my own $10 that I done paid you done bought me a place to stay, and here you is want to take it away from me. What kind of goings-on is that, Miss Pee-wee?
I don't know. I didn't know that $10 was supposed to pay the rent for... From now on, though, Miss Johnson.
Well, didn't nobody say nothing about how much rent the thing was going to pay. You took the $10 free will of spirit, put the $10 in your pocket, and got yourself a big cigar and walked on up the street. And yeah, you see somebody and holler across the street at them, hell, that bill and all that. There you was walking up the street with my $10 in your pocket. And now you done spent the money. Yeah, you will done come back and want to run me out the place.
That was 2 weeks ago that you gave me the money, I keep telling you. And anyway, I didn't want to rent the place, Miss Johnson. There ain't enough room up here for me. I've been sleeping on the floor every night since you've been up here.
Miss Pee-wee, if you have never read anything but Boy Scouts and such as that, that sleep on the ground and everything, and how good it is for you and everything.
Well, if it's that good for you, how come you don't sleep on the floor?
I ain't no boy scout, Miss Pee-wee. And besides that, I'm older than you is. And on top of all of that, anyway, it's up to you as the host to see to it that the guests in the house get the best. And I the guest and you are the host. And when somebody the host like you is, then you are supposed to look out for the guests. That's what you're supposed to do. And you ain't supposed to go around griping about the thing and talking about the $10 and all that stuff. You're supposed to use what they call grace and hospitality and all that stuff. Yeah, you will go around here with your hand out all the time.
I'm sorry.
About time you would be sorry, seemed like to me.
Yeah, sir.
I don't want to hear no more about it. You know as well as I know that Mama won't let me come home. You know that. I done been around there and throwed my hat in the house 3-4 times, and she done throwed it out 4-5 times. And not only that, but what done upset me, she throwed out the wrong hat, and I'm still trying to know whose hat that last one is that she throwed out. And besides that, this place where I done come up here and your place where I done come up here in is my second home. And it don't make me feel too good to know that you feel that maybe I ain't got no business up here.
And Miss Charlton, you ain't got no business up here.
Miss Peavy, I don't want to have to go through all that no more. I done already been through all that business of giving you the money and all that. What do you want me to do, take you down to the municipal court and have you thrown in jail for accepting money under false pretenses or something like that? You don't want to do that to our friendship, does you?
No, sir.
And all right, then. Come to accept somebody's money and light up a big cigar and walk all over town with his chest thrown out and then spend the money and then come back and talk about I ain't got no business up here. What kind of somebody is you, anyway?
I guess I just ain't no count much.
Now, let's forget the bygones and let the bygones be the bygones. Ain't no use in keep on talking about this thing. Now, run on downstairs and get some water and let me wash up here and we'll have some dinner.
What you mean, run on downstairs and get some water?
Well, you ain't got no water up here in the room, Miss Pee-wee. You ain't got no running water. The only way you're going to get it is run and get it. And you ain't got none up here, so run and get some. And get it on up here so I can wash up.
How come you can't go downstairs to the garage and get some water?
Miss Pee-wee, the man that run the garage and me don't get along. And last week he done said to me that he wouldn't even give me a bucket of water. He done even said that. And I told him that one of these days I come up here in a Cadillac and blow the horn and he better come on over there and fill the thing up. That's what I told him. And he said the day that I drives up here with a Cadillac that he won't only fill up the radiator, but he'll fill up the gas tank too free of charge. So one of these days, I'm going to get myself one of them just to make him fill this thing up free of charge. He's a hard man to get along with, Miss Pee-wee.
I don't have no trouble getting along with him, Miss Johnson.
Well, that's what I say. So go on down there and get some water and get it on up there.
Yeah, sir. Always get your way, don't you?
Mr. Pee-wee, I was a broken man. My life, my home life, the dear sweet angel that I love, everything. Ain't that dog eating up the bedstead, Miss Pee-wee?
Hey, King, stop that. King, stop that.
He almost done chewed that bedstead in two. I don't want the dog eating up my bedstead, Miss Pee-wee.
Mr. John, that ain't your bedstead. That's my bedstead. My dog want to eat it up. I guess he got a right to eat it up.
And I don't want to sleep in no free-legged bed, Miss Pee-wee. Now tell the dog to stop chewing on the leg of the bed. I ain't never seen a dog that want to chew on everything like he does. I barely got my shoe away from him this morning. I wouldn't have him up here, was it me?
Miss Johnson, between you and me, if anybody going to go, it's going to be you. It ain't going to be the dog. Then I'll go get the water. So long.
Let's wait till he leaves. Get down them steps good. I guarantee you ain't gonna bite on that bed no more. I'm gonna take some salt and pepper and put on there. And I know there ain't no dog gonna bite no salt and pepper or something. Stop that biting on... Stop that biting on that bedstead.
And what happens after that makes up the story in Chickasola at the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for this week and hoping that you will see us again at the same time tomorrow. Until then, goodbye, everybody.